We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Because we don't want to go any further and confuse me. Jared Brissett, New Orleans City Council member, joins us right now. Councilman, I presume you are aware of the roll forward procedure.
Of course. Yes, yeah. I am. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I was saying that tongue in cheek. I have the entire 41-page agenda of the City Council meeting today. I guess maybe we should stick with the most important parts. And does that start with the budget?
Correct. Today, the mayor will formally propose and present her proposed 2020 fiscal budget for the City of New Orleans. Formally present that, which kicks off the legislative budgetary process to the City Council today at 10 a.m. In the New Orleans Council Chambers. She will go over the proposed operating budget and what that means for the citizens of New Orleans, the priorities as she's presenting to us. In addition to what you just finished discussing, the proposed partial roll forward, and when I say partial, the mayor and the administration is proposing a 50% roll forward, meaning the windfall of money would not be 100% of the tax assessments of the roll forward, but 50% of that total amount. And that total amount, as presented yesterday, and we had our revenue estimating conference yesterday in the council chambers regarding the 2020 recurring general fund revenue, the proposed partial roll forward amounts to $6.9 million.
When the mayor's budget, I presume it's going to be officially presented today, Councilman Brissett, correct, but I presume you guys have had a look at this already?
No, we haven't.
Really?
No, we haven't. We have met. I, as budget chair, have met with some agencies throughout city and municipal government. But this is the first glance of what the proposed numbers for each department will be. And as I said, this kicks off the process. I've worked with my colleagues. I've drafted a schedule. We'll be having budget hearings throughout the last week in October, the 28th through November 1st, where scheduled from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That schedule will be on the council's website. And then we'll kick back into gear on November 11th to the 15th, being the final day with the hopes of adopting the budget by November 21st, which is a Thursday, a council meeting. And by city charter, we have to adopt a balanced budget by December 1st.
As it relates to the mayor, and basically, I guess what she's saying with the millage is we'll split it 50-50. We'll do with 50 less, and you'll do with you'll pay 50 more. And I'm just talking about the millage here, right?
Yeah, that's what you're talking. We have the ability to roll back and maintain where we were, roll forward at 100%, or roll forward by a percentage.
And she's proposing 50%, which would be, you know, homeowners, you pay half of what we could ask you to pay, and city will take a half less than we could take, correct?
Right. Okay. And this is regarding the city mills only.
Right.
And I want people to understand, because this is just one piece. Now, there are other taxing authorities like the Orleans Levy District, like Audubon, like
school board, right?
The school board, yeah, which had an article in the paper in the Advocate yesterday. They intend they've been requested to roll forward. And I want the citizens of New Orleans to know that there is a body, two of elected officials, that have the authority to do the same thing that we may or may not do, and that affects the wallets of our citizens here in New Orleans.
So they need to pay attention to the school board, right, and I guess the levy districts?
Levy districts, sewage and water board, Audubon, levy district, and so forth.
So in terms of the city's budget, and as that relates to the sewage and water board, does that affect the city's budget, or is it only public works, and then the sewage and water board, that's their own entity, and they do their own budgeting?
That's their own entity. Public works is inside municipal government. However, you know, there are funds that public works in conjunction with, through cooperative endeavor agreements with sewage and water board.
In terms of the partial rollback, I presume the mayor has...
You mean partial roll forward.
Partial roll forward, yeah. I'll get it straight, I guess. I was reading the headline on our website. It says Cantrell now favors partial rollback, but I guess if it's 50-50, you can look at it.
That's incorrect. That should say partial roll forward.
Okay, thank you, Councilman. So I guess the mayor took that into account when she put this budget together?
Took what into account?
The partial roll forward.
So this year, of course, was a quadrennial assessment year, which by state law, the assessor has to reassess every 4 years. And so that's the process that the assessor just completed. We sit at the city council, sits at the board of review. Yesterday morning, we certified the tax assessments that our third-party contractors sat with each homeowner, business owner that decided to make an appeal. And we certified those tax appeal results and sent them to the Louisiana Tax Commission. Throughout that process, because I don't want to negate or hide the fact that many of our citizens are pinched and are hurting regarding to, yes, we have a strong economic real estate growth in the city. However, these tax assessments were out the roof for many of our citizens, and rightfully so, justifiably, they wanted to seek relief. As the process exists today, they appealed, those who chose to appeal to the Board of Review, and as a result, through our certified appraisers, our contractor, Hammerman and Gaynor, that process finished, and overall, we saw 11-12% reduction.
So, and I'm not trying to give you a math test, Councilman, I'm trying to understand this. If somebody's house went from 150 to 300, their tax, as far as we're talking about the city millage, would have gone up by what? Twice? It would have been twice? And do you have any kind of way of giving me a dollar value on that, what they would pay at, say, at 150, and then what they would pay at, obviously, would be double at 300?
I think that's a assessor question. I mean, that's on a case by case basis. Because we're talking about multiple millages as well.
I got you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to understand it, because, and I appreciate your patience. Do you have a couple more minutes?
Yes.
Because I want to talk about what else on the agenda when we come back. We'll digest what we've eaten so far. Jared Brissett, New Orleans City Council member, our guest, a big council meeting today. The mayor presents a budget for the city for the first time, and then the budget hearings happen throughout October and I think some in November, and then by November 21st, they have to accept it in the balance. The budget has to be balanced. 921 back in a flash, WWL. Councilmember Jared Brissett, nice enough to spend some time with us before a big council meeting. So, Councilman, let me say this, and you can tell me if I'm right. The mayor wants to roll it back from what it could have been rolled forward to. So she's rolling it back from what it could have been rolled forward to. It is still a roll forward. People will still be paying more of the millage for the city, but not what they could have been forced to pay. So if we're going to look at it as an index and start with a base of zero, the roll back, the roll forward could have been 100, but instead it's 50. Does that make sense?
Well, you have a good point, and that does make sense.
Okay.
Because there is another factor out there. There's the vote on the three mills that the citizens of New Orleans have to go to the polls for on November 16th. That's on the ballot. Now, those three mills was a result. They were rolled back by the Board of Liquidation, not by city government, not by the council. They were rolled back, and the proposal that's on the ballot is to bring those mills back up where we were already about 2 years ago, and for the purposes of infrastructure and city services, equipment, and so forth. So I see what you're saying about, in essence, as it relates to index, it's a actual roll forward.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
It depends on which side you're looking at it from, right? It's a roll back from what the complete roll forward would have been or could have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a quadrennial assessment, you have to roll a quadrennial assessment year. You have to roll the mill. You have to roll the mills back so you're revenue neutral. Now, as the governing taxing authority, the council has the power and the ability to roll forward if it chooses to, as previous councils has done over previous mayoral administrations.
What else besides Congressman? Not yet. Who knows what you could run for? Council member Brissett.
You promote me?
Yeah, I'll give you a promotion, although you may not want that.
Cedric may have heard that in D.C.
Yeah, as in terms of what else is on the agenda today of import?
So we have a good bit. The council will be considering four ordinances to facilitate the planning and construction of many of our parks and playgrounds that needs improvements around the city. We'll consider those four ordinances. we'll also be taking up receiving a report from the Children and Youth Planning Board Task Force regarding its strategy about childhood trauma throughout our city, which is a significant issue that we are trying to address head on. Another issue we'll be considering is to establish a nonprofit parcel fee task force, and that is to advise and provide recommendations to the council on the feasibility of a parcel fee for properties that are nonprofits and that use our infrastructure. And that is something that Council President Moreno is putting forth. And then I have three ordinances that relates to economic justice and my work on that, and equal pay for women, and employment opportunities in the city of New Orleans. One ordinance is very simple. I am amending the Hire NOLA ordinance to add the infrastructure maintenance fund to the definition of a covered project, basically to clarify the applicability of the Hire NOLA law, that it also applies to the infrastructure maintenance fund, which a lot of money is going to be flowing to that fund that the mayor proposed creating, which we did which we did a couple of months ago. And so I thought it makes common sense and good sense, if we're going to have this fund with a lot of money flowing through it, that the citizens of New Orleans should be benefiting through the higher NOLA law that exists today. The other ordinance I'll be putting forward for final passage is related to equal pay that I have worked on in my time on a council and a legislature, and that is to prohibit the city from inquiring into salary history from any person applying for a classified or unclassified position, and to prohibit the city from relying upon salary histories of applicants for city positions to determine starting salaries, and so forth. This is an issue throughout the United States, throughout Louisiana. Many municipalities have started to push this ordinance forward. This is for men and women. The city, nor its contractors, nor whether you classify civil service or at will, should be prying on your previous salary history. It's about skills and qualifications, and we want to pay our people the best that we can. And lowballing people is not what I'm about, and not what a government should be about either. And so this ordinance, I'm looking forward to passing later today, because we all know when salary history is used, women specifically typically earn less than their male counterparts, and the pay disparities continue to persist and perpetuate, and that's what we're trying to get away from. And the last ordinance up for discussion and final passage is relative to city contracts. It requires a provision that I, in my office, have been researching. When a economic development project comes to town, Tommy, you know, you can pick one in your head. I don't want to name any particular one, but when the city awards public money funds awarded to a third party and that third party fails to fulfill its contractual obligations, that being the number of jobs, benefits that we require, and this is by law, if this passes today, that reimbursement or disgorgement of funds to the city is required. If a business receives subsidies to create jobs and economic development and fails to do so, this ordinance will allow the city to seek reimbursement and recoup the funds.
I think that makes every bit of sense, because, you know, you get this deal going in and then somebody's got to watch what happens on the back end. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you get these credits, you get this, you get that. And by God, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you got to pay it back.
Exactly. And they should live up to the bargain. This is taxpayer money. I mean, you've heard of the instances, what chicken plant in northern Louisiana didn't live up to what they said they was going to do. I can name some numerous ones. I mean, Folgers Coffee, they owe us $1 million. We're going after that. So I am looking forward to final passage of all three of these ordinances today.
I hope you packed a lunch.
I'm
y'all gonna be there a while a day.
I hope we can get in and out.
All right, I don't think that's going to happen. Thank you, Councilman. And let me tell you something else. I appreciate your time, because I'm looking at this agenda, and it's 41 pages. And I know a lot of people don't understand, you know, about elected officials, and you guys get a lot of grief. But government doesn't just happen. It's based on details like we tried to go through earlier. And I think people ought to give you all credit for all the work that you do.
But thank you, Tommy. And this is about all of us working together. And I attempt as elected official to fully inform the public of what's going on. And it's a two-way street. we want them to participate in the process because this is all of our city that we love, and we all want to live here for generations to come.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you again. All right, Councilman Jared Prisette, and I'm serious about that. You should look at the 41-page agenda and try to get into some of the wonkmatics of it, whatever you want to say. Things in city government or any government do not just happen. They have to be legal. They have to be spelled out to prevent somebody from, you know, circumventing it and finding a loophole, etc. And I think a lot of times public officials don't get the credit they should. 937 coming back, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.